Okay. We go weiter. There was a ha'ara this morning that again, Machlokes is showing whether or not we say that there's chatzis she's also by Shvua. So the Gemara before, the Gemara said by Shvua Shleichel Esa, Shvua Shleichel Teisha. The Gemara said the Shvua Shleichel Teisha is Chal. Ishtabashta. Esa would Leochel Teisha mi Ochel. Made the second Shvua is Chal. The question was, if you hold that Shechat Hashir is Aser by Shvua, why does Gemara say Hatesha Achel? Hatesha Mia Achel. Sounds like he's a lot to eat Tesha. If it's Shvua Shleichel Eser, he's a lot to eat Tesha. Tesha Mia Achel, he's a lot to eat it. If you hold Shechat Hashir is Aser in Atayra, so maybe it should be Aser from Tesha. Even though, Minigay, what the context of the Gemara is concerned, why the Gemara is saying it? That the Gemara is explaining what the Imei Shvua Shleichel Eser, the Imei Shvua Shleichel Teisha. So the Shvua of Teisha is Chal. So that could be, like we said by Shvua Shloi, Eichle and Shvua Shloi Eichal. That even if you hold that Chatzishir is also in the Torah, but could be Shvua Chal and Chatzishir in the Rambam. Rambam says Shvua Chatzishir is also in the Torah, but Shvua Chal and Chatzishir. So therefore, if you made a Shvua Shleichel Eser, even if Lu Yitzur Teisha is also al Chatzis Shir, but Shvua is Chal al Chatzis Shir. So the din of the Gemara is not necessarily shver on those who showing that say the Chatzis Shir is also min Atari by Shvua. Because even though Chatzis Shir is also min Atari, it could be the Shvua still Chal, mitam that Shvua is Chal al Chatzis Shir, like Shitzur Rambam. Like we said on Chav Zayin and Beis. But my kash is more from the Lashon HaGemara. Because Lashon HaGemara is HaTesha Miha Achil, the Gemara says. Tesha Miha Achil, the Gemara says. It's mashma, they made Shvua Shleichel Eser. You could eat nine. Doesn't just say Stam the Shvua Chal. It says you could eat nine, a male Shvua Chal. So it's mashma, you could eat the nine. That's the chayra, a ha'ara on the Rishonim that say Rambam that chatzis shir is also mitayra yimei shvua. So why is Gemara say teisha miha achel? Chayra it's chatzis shir. 9 out of 10 it's chatzis shir. That was the question they had this morning. Maybe this would be a smach for the shach, which is a shver, but at least it would be a smach for the shach that says that the shach says that even the sheet that it holds, chatzishir is also matar by shvua shloichal yinali chatzishir, but if you specified. Yeah, Shvua Shleichel Kazayis, or he specified an amount, then the Shach said, then everyone holds that you mean the dafka this and nothing less, you're not answering less, and therefore there's not going to be any problem with Chatzis Shir. That was the Shach, the Mishnah bringing this down, the Shach was Resh Lamaches Yud Beis, I think it was, and the Shach said that everyone holds if you specify, then there's no Chatzis Shir Matar. The Avnuim had a lot of problems with that. Why should that be? If the site is Chatzis Shas Matar B'Shvua, because it's like Ron says, because it's Chatzis Terufei, it's a Seif Kosev. It's Chatzis Terufei. Why should it make a difference? But Akapanim, this Gemara might be a Smach Tanat Shita. Because this Gemara, we said Shvua Shleichel Eser, if we say El Yishach, that then Kula Al Moed, the Chatzis Shas Matar B'Shvua. Then the Lashon Gemara is good. The Gemara, Lashon Gemara, it says Teisha Mi Achel. Teisha Mi Achel. Yossi had an idea this morning, which maybe worked. But again, won't work for the Ran, who explains that it's chaz to Rufe. Yossi suggested a svar this morning that Mufidari Magash, that and Chafalef, that when you make a shvua, you're creating an isser, like Nevela. that would be a svar by Chazir. You know, you're creating an isser. Mela, the din is a kol tarkula, just like Nevela Chazir Zasser. So when I create an isser to eat, so I create an isser like Issa Torah, and Mela Chazir Zasser like any other Issa Torah. Could be that's when you say Shlosh Leichal. You create an isser achila like all isser achila. You create an isser achila on this food. So then Chazir. The din of Chatzis Shev called Arkul kicks in because you created an Isser Achila. But if you created a specific Isser, the Hainu, an Isser of eating 10, that's not a normal Isser attire, that's a custom made Isser. That's a new Isser of eating 10. So mail over there could be there's no din of Chatzis Shev, awesome attire. That's not the din, that's not the regular din attire where the Isser of Chatzis Shev was set. Chazir said, "Beisr achila, where the shears of kazay is, then chazir is aser. But you create a new iser of eating 10. It's a new iser you're creating of eating 10. A new iser of the veils of tanim and novim. A new iser combination of tanim and novim. It's a new thing. So there could be. Maybe I can add maybe a knage. It's not a part of shear anymore. It's not a shear." It's not a shear. That's what the Isser is. Maybe I can add that knech. That when I aser achila, then the shear is kazayis, like kol tarkula. The shear is kazayis, because that's the shear of achila of taira. And meilo chas is aser. But if I create a new Isser of eating 10, it's not a gather of shear.
Is that what you
want?
What? That
helped
you to run, it's not
shit,
it's just...
I'm not sure, but even though the sphere applies, but the it's the gather attire of shir. So, Bakmanim, but the run that says it's al-tchaz terufe may be more problematic. Okay. That was just some of the thoughts that were going around this morning. So just quickly, the Rambam, we haven't spent way too much time on it this morning. I guess not your fault. We discussed yesterday, Rashi Taisvis, the sugya of Shulash Leichot Teinim and Avim, that Rashi has the Girsa in Rabba, Shulash Leichot Tainim and Novim, they say Shulash Leichot Tainim. And that's why the second Shul is Chal. But the case of Shulash Leichot Tainim, they say Shulash Tainim and Novim, the second Shul is not going to be Chal, according to Rashi. It says it is Chal because you're adding Novim and some sorts. It says Mechal between. It has to be chal between that and Meshulash Leichol Teinim. Shulash Leichol Teinim and Novim has to be different than Shulash Leichol Teisha and Shulash Leichol Eser. We discussed it yesterday. A little difficult in Teis is what that chiluk is. In the Rambam, just quickly. Rambam in Perek Dalin Aleph Shush Leichel Tainim Chazav Nishba Al Tainim Vanovim Chayav Al Tainim Shtayim Shekol Tainim Shnesu B'Shvur Shainim Anovim Shayim Mutarim Muter Shkol Dvim Pashat Skayim Muter Shkol Shvur Shnia Al Novim Chol Al Tainim Benizchayim B'Shtei Shvuas. I'm just thinking now. When the Rambam says the Shvush Leichot Teinim Anovim, here he's not talking about. Is he talking about biyachad or not biyachad?
No.
What? Separately, right? Because Rambam says if you just eat the tanim alone, you chayiv too. This is a classic case of kailal. His first shvuah was tanim, the second shvuah was tanim v'anavim. This classic kailal, the second shvuah was kailal more. Shvuah shleichal shemayna, shvuah shleichal tisha, etc. So the Rambam says, ain't a chayiv alachas. Why? It is the Gemara that. And the second one, because you know you have to be over on the first one in order to be over the second one, so the second one is not being mice of anything. With the opposite case, Shulish Leicha Sara, Shulish Leicha Tisha, so the other Rambam says, there, the second Shua is Chal, because the first Shua is Nafki Yidol 10, the second Shua is even on. Gemara says, the Tesha Mia Ishtri, so therefore, the second shvua is maisif over the first one, because according to the first shvua, you're allowed to eat nine, according to the second shvua, not. Oh, then the Rambam says, this is the gate, brings down the dinner of Rabba, shvua shleich l'teinim, v'chaz v'nishma shleich l'teinim, v'anovim ke'echad, here, v'shagag v'ach l'teinim, v'hifish karb, v'chakach shagag v'ach l'anovim, v'anovim, v'enechai v'anovim, v'neshen chatzi shir, v'fim karb v'chatzi shir. So here the Rambam, the Chayr learns the Gemara, brings down like Taisvitz. Rambam says, Shvush lechotainim ve'anovim, Shvush lechotainim, then he says, Shvush lechotainim ve'anovim b'yachad, not like an aloch yid aleph, where it was teinim ve'anovim, each one separately. Here it's yachad, here it's, the Isser's teeth, teinim ve'anovim together, right? Rambam needs that over here, because the Gemara calls it chas yishir, right? And then you ate tainim and you mafish carbon. So now, and then you ate an oven. So it's chatzis shir. It's only chatzis shir if it was biachad. Like in the case of Lachir Aleph, where the is of tainim was separate, this an oven was separate. So if you ate tainim and you mafish a carbon, and then you ate an oven, there's no problem being chayv a separate shvua on an oven because it's not chatzis shir. In the Lachir Aleph, an oven was separate from Tainim. It wasn't Tainim and Ovim Yachad. It was an Ovim by itself. In this case, when it was Tainim and Ovim Yachad, then an Ovim by itself is Chatz Yishir. This is the Mamash the Gemara.
This is
Gemara like Tais. What? He doesn't explain like why is the Kail, right? But this is Taisvis. What?
Why does he need the Ali halacha? This is much bigger
chiddush
yitel,
and so
against the
what? It's
also against the
chiddush. It's also
against
the chiddush.
Which is against
the chiddush?
Tis is
against. What? Which is against? Because it has to be. It's not chal first. We discussed yesterday. So you're asking how could the Rambam subscribe to that? What?
Who's the stam? What? Like he gave
it
Ali
halacha,
now he's saying like a
bigger chiddush. Okay, that's all right. Yeah, the Chayyim was asking this case of Kailul, this case of Shush Eichel Teinim, Shush Eichel Teinim Benov Biyachad, right? That's not a Pashta Kailul, right? Rashi holds that's not Kailul. No, the Shush Eichel Teinim. And then Shush Leicha Teinim V'Anavim separately. So there, that's classic Kailul. Because for sure, the second Shvua is Chal on Anavim. And that's classic Kailul. Migul, it's Chal on Anavim, it's Chal on Teinim. That's classic Kailul. We discussed yesterday. Mashayin came in the Taisus Kailul of Shush Leicha Teinim. Shush Leicha Teinim V'Anavim B'Yachad, where they might have the same problem like by Teisha Eser, that Haray, the second one even talks about more food, but in order to be over the second one, you have to be over the first one. In order to be over Shleich L'Tanim and Avim, you have to be over Shua Shleich L'Tanim. Right? Just like Bashua, in order to be over Shua Shleich L'Esser, you have to be over the Shua Shleich L'Tesha. So the second one is not Maisa. Right? So we said in the Ram in Taisvis that that teretz is, but after you eat the tainim, then it's the negay of the shvua. It's the negay of the shvua of an oven is my. Now you can't eat an oven. That's what we discussed yesterday. Why possibly it could be considered, it could be considered kail. So if that's what Ram means over here also, Ram doesn't even discuss it. Well, why the second Shavuos chal? But then it's a much bigger chiddush in the case of a lucky hour. So Yossi is asking Ara that why would the Rambam even mention, if Rambam holds of a lucky dalim, it means he holds even case of Taiz is considered kail. So why bother telling us the lesser chiddush in a lucky olive? And furthermore, it might be a problem with the kudu flaw, but that I don't want to get stuck in the kudu flaw right now. I do want to start the mission today. So now, let's move on to Rambam. Chene nishba shleyoichel eser, v'chazer nishba shleyoichel eser, eser v'teisha, v'ochel eser, v'hifrish karbon, v'chazer v'shogag, v'ochel teisha, reza chatzishir, v'envin karbon chatzishir, v'inyin shvua chreina shleyoichel teisha eser, v'chazeri. This Rambam is very interesting. This Rambam is very difficult. Because when the Rambam makes, when the guy makes a shvua shlayachal eser, then he makes a shvua that he's not going to eat 19. So why is it chal? Because even Taisvis had to be mechalik. Even Taisvis, that was Mechadish, that Shvur Shleichel Tainim, V'chazer Finish Shleichel Tainim Vanavim together. And that's called Kailol, because you might say Vanavim, but even though even Taisvis had to be Mechal, whatever the Chiluk is, but he had to be Mechal between Shvur Shleichel Teisha and Shvur Shleichel Eser. And that's not Kailol, it's not Chal. Right? That was Taisvis. So the question is, if that's true, then what's Pshanalach Tezvav? What's Pshanalach Tezvav? The Rambam says, Shvush Leichal Eser. Then he says, Shvush Leichal Eser V'teisha. And then the Rambam says, if you ate 10, right, you were in the first Shvua, you mafish carbon, and then you went ahead and you ate another 9, so that's like the Rambam compares that to the case of Shur Shleichel Tainim, Chazuk Amit Dur Shleichel Tainim Anavim, Hifish Karbin, and Vachal Tainim, Hifish Karbin. Then we say that the Anavim is Chatzishir. Says the Rambam also, the last 9 is also Chatzishir. The last 9, the second Shur, is also Chatzishir. Because you're ready, you ate on the 10, you're Mafish Karbin. Right? Problem is though, why Bechal in this case is a second Shvuah Chal? Hare, it's Mavur in the Gemara, and it's Mavur in the Ram also. Yeah? Shvuah Shleichel Teisha, Shvuah Shleichel Eser, it's not Chal. Why? Because in order to be over the second Shvua, we have to be over the first Shvua. So the second Shvua doesn't add anything to the first Shvua. So what's the question? So why is Lach Tezvav different?
What the Rambam would say if you had a Shvua of 10 and then 19? It's distinguishing between 10 and 19 and 10 and 10 and 9.
Okay. I understood the Rambam. Even though at the end he says Vein shvuah achrayin shloyoychal chasrei. He does call. I understand that. He does call it 19. I mean, the shvuah is a shvuah of not eating the all 19, right? At the end of the day, right? So, what I'm saying, the big problem is Rambam. Big Rambam. Well, basically, in other words, I could just ask Akasha, very simple, what's the difference between Lachi Gimel and Lachi Tezvah? Lachi Gimel says, Shmosh Leichel, I'm sorry, you base. Shmosh Leichel Shmoina, Shmosh Leichel Tisha, Shmosh Leichel Asara, Ben Shachel Shmoina, Ben Shachel Tisha, Ben Shachel Asara, and Chai Balachas. Right? Could we say in a second, Shavuot is not being Maisev? Even though it talks about more breads, but it's not called Maisev. Right? Because in order to be having the second Shavuot, we have to be having the first Shavuot. I mean, the second Shavuot is not adding anything. Anyway, we have to be having the first Shavuot. So it's not adding anything. So what's the difference in Lach Tezvav? We said Shavuot Shalach Teisha, then he said Shavuot Shalachal Eser Viteisha. Very difficult Rambam. So the Mishnah wants to be madchik on the Rambam. It's a very big daichik. To say the Rambam means when he said elu, which even Tais was said that if you say shvush loichal, you say shvush Tais at the end, right? If you said shvush loichal. We actually never read it in Taisus. Yom Shavuos Leichal Tes Elu V'Chazam Shavuos Leichal Eser the Chayil Shavuos Shnei Al Yaday Migu. That's Daima to. Because then the second one is Ma'aser. Yeah, but there's very shmei the Rambam to say that. Rambam is the Rambam talking about Elu. Can initially Shleichal Eser. Rambam the whole time is talking about numbers, throwing around numbers on you. So it's very difficult to say that he means Elu, and then it's, Dafka Be'elu. Tov, it's Shver Rambam. Shver Rambam. Only where Rabbi points out, the Rambam somehow, for some reason, and that's where the Torah is going to have to lie. The Rambam does say the case is, the second Shavuot, Shulosh Lech Eser Viteisha. He doesn't say Chasrei. He doesn't say 19. He says 10 and 9. But he means eating all 19, though. Tov. So it seems the Rambam doesn't like Taisus. The Rambam doesn't like Taisus, but the question is, what does he mean in that last halacha? Look the Mishnah. Ezi Shvo Shav. Nishbil Shanes is Hidu Al Adam. Amar Al Amad Shal Evan Shu Shal Zav. Alish, Shuisha, Alisha, Shiish. So Mishnah only discusses Shuah Shav, where it's Lashanis Yidul Adam. Doesn't discuss what about when it's now Lashanis when it's Vakarit Mekayim, what you do Adam. That the Mishnah doesn't discuss. The Rambam, in the beginning, gives you four categories of Shvur Shav, like Alf Lach Dalad. Shvur Shav Nech Lach Arba Mach Lachais. One is Al Dover Yidua She'en Ikein, Keitza Gan Shnishmali Shuisha, Balish Shuish, Hamash Shashai Shushal Zav, Chenko Yetzin Bai. Hashni Shnishmal Dover Yidua. Shame by Safik Ladam Shu Kane. Kain shnish bal shemayim shu shemayim al heaven shu heaven heaven zu shi heaven al shnayim shem shnayim chen kol yaitz bezeh shzeh adavar ein bay safek la adam shalem kadei letzadik adavar b'shvua. So Ram says there is no justification for the shvua. The Ram has to explain over here. And Ram is telling me, explaining the side that's of Shua Shav. In other words, that if a person is making a Shua because he wants to convince someone about something, and that person has to be convinced, so then that's not a Shua Shav. You make a Shua to convince someone about something, that's not Shua Shav. That's a good Shua. It says the Rambam that when you say a shvua about something which is obvious, since like Rambam is Meirich, that's a zedavish ain by safek l'adam shalem, right? Any normal person knows what you're trying to say, agrees with what you're trying to say. So if you have no justification that ain by safek l'adam shalem kedei l'tzadek hadav b'shvua, you have no reason. You have no justification to try to convince the guy with the shvua. So therefore, your shvua is not accomplishing anything. A shvua that's to convince someone something which is a suffix, or there's a shaykh that have that doubt about it. So that's a good shvua because your shvua is to convince someone about something. When your shvua is about the obvious, then Rambam says that's the side why. A shvua l'kayim davar shu pashut is a shvua shav because it's so obvious and you have no need to justify it. Now the shvua l'vatel, shvua to say against what's not obvious. Okay, that's betzem shvua shav because that's just like stam stupidity. It's shav betzem, right? But a shvua what you're saying is true. So why is it shav? So the Rambam, it's shav because there's no point. There's no point in a shvua. A shvua has to accomplish something. A shvua doesn't accomplish something, it's shav, says the Rambam. A shvua that's not accomplishing anything is shav. The Ritva was done, whether or not the Ritva's bothered that the mission doesn't say nishba. This case is the Rambam. When you're being nishba at something, it's obvious that it's true. That's true. The mission admits it. Question is why? So you mean the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, "Shkemish nishba be'emes al emes heidua." You also, I'll train in the train. The Rambam says, "There's another interesting case in Yerushalmi." The Rambam brings it down. The man explains. The guy saw that it was going to rain, so he made a shvua that the peiros are going to be cheap. Produce, fruits and vegetables are going to be cheap because there's a lot of rain. There'll be a lot of produce. The middle of the price is going to go down. He made a shvua, right? As that Yerushalmi says, that's shvua shav because that's obvious. So even though like what I was saying this morning, it's really, I mean, there's definitely a lot of factors here, you know. To get from the fact that you see rain is coming, to go from there till you're gonna bet on futures and whatever, right? It might not be so obvious, but Chabad the Shalom is saying it's obvious, and therefore that's for sure. Oh, says the Ritva, Geish Aimrim, the way in Israel Amr Rabbanan. You only get Makis Maridis. And that's why the Mishnah didn't say it. The Mishnah talking about the Raisa. Now the Ritva's bothered, which is Taka Kasha, why does the Mishnah say this? He said, Enirkin Dasir Benim, and the Rambam, Megamein Tam Nochen called Tzairich. Right, there's no svar really. Called tzarich. It sounds like it has something as far. There's no svar really to say to mitim chalik. But the svar would be, I think, what we were saying before the Rambam. Right, the Rambam has to go out of his way to explain to us why why is Shavuos a Shavuot to, on something that's obvious is a Shavuot Shav, right? Ram goes out of his way to explain that, right? Because it was Shavuot to say that this is a car. Okay, that's obviously a Shav, it's just as meaningless, right? But Shavuot to say that this is a table, so you know, it's a true Shavuot, right? So Ram has to explain that since it's obvious, so then and you don't have to convince anyone about it. So now the Shavuot Shav. But that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Well, that's Chiddush of Shalmi. But it could be in Svar, maybe it's not so pashit. There is a chiluk. There is a chiluk between Lekayim and Levatel. But Shua to say that against the obvious, that's obviously the Shua has no meaning. Shua has no meaning. But Shua to say, at least the Shua to say what is obvious, okay, the Shua, you know, at least it has meaning. So Rambam says, no. Since no one has to be convinced, so the Shua is not accomplishing anything. But it could be a chiluk that over here the shua itself is just nothing, right? When shua to say there's a car, there's no meaning. But shua to say that it's table, okay, it's a true shua, it's true. It's just that it's not accomplishing anything. That's a chiddush of the Shaman, it's a chiddush of Rambam. That the Ritva says, maybe that's why it would only be the Rabbanan. He says it's not in a time nochen call it tzairich. Yeah, it's not good enough. A svara, but there is, there's got to be some, even with us, and there is some svara to machal. Okay, so that's Lashana is to say, do a laudam. Humble, yeah, fine. Next case is Davashiev Shloi. So it's impossible to be. And Loi Risa Gon Pareach Ba'avir. And Amaleidim Bo'u Ve'iduni Shvush Lanitcha. Look, Rashi, Shvush Lanitcha. Bittul mitzvahu, haridov sheyafshir. The Rashi learns the hemshach. Misha says, "Dov sheyafshir," and then goes on to say, "Gom pareach," and amaleidim bovaduni shvosh nitcha. And then it says, "Nishbat is a mitzvah," right? It sounds like Rashi understands. Sounds like that. Okay, it's not makasha, but it's nichlan shvush lanitcha. Why is it say first shvush lanitcha and then nishbat as a mitzvah? Back upon him, but Rashi understands that it said omleidim together with the avashi yafshir. So the emphasis is Rashi. The reason why nishbat as a mitzvah is not chal is because of what we just said. It's in the category, in the second category of the Mishnah. It's davar sheyafshir. Even though like everyone's asking, a person has bechira, it is efshir. He could physically do it. You have to say that, but since al pi halacha he can't do it, so it can't be done. So therefore, ma'isa can't be done. So therefore. That's enough that should be considered Shavuot Shav. It's enough to be considered Shavuot Shav. Now, the Tzion Taka asks that, so why is the Mishnah say, first give me an example of Levatos HaMitzvah, and then tell me a klal of Nishbatos HaMitzvah. And then he gives other examples, Shalas HaSukkah, Shalita Lulav, Shalaniach Tefillin, So, in fact, as Yantiv, why is the Mishnah itself split up Shavuot Shaloi Neitcha and then talk about the category, the general category of the Nishbata Mitzvah, and then gives a whole bunch of other examples. So, the Teis Yontif wants to say that based on the Rambam, the Rambam says is Rambam? Hey, you know, Rambam? Yeah. Rambam in Perek Hey, Lachat Hezvav, Ketza, Hen kol nishbatas a mitzvah, v'loi bitl pat mishvuz bitoi, v'loi kem shemshu a shav. V'loi sa mitzvah shnishbol vatla. Ketza, kash nishbol shleyas a sukkah, shleyas a tzul, leitin tzlaka, v'chein nishbol chaveri, v'chein nishbol chaveri, shleyas a eid lecha eid a zu, shani yoida, or shleyas a eid lecha, or shleyas a eid lecha, im eid a lecha eidus. Hareza like it, Mishim Shua Shab, Veshu Mitsuva Lahayid. So Ram has two cases. One is Shle Lahayda, Zu Shani Aida. Or the Ram says Shle Eid Lacha Im Eid Lahaydas. I won't be made if I will know Eidus.
Someone says, "What did you say?"
So may I look at Teis Yontif that. The mission is, it wants to be Kailiv in that case, but what was the Chiddush in that case? Well, it's also short, Vat of the Mitzvah. What was exactly how he says it? Is it Mishnah? Is it says Yandu Rami or something like that? Huh? The Mishnah is. Tough. If you want to say, that's why the Mishnah Chapson says it before. Tells him that Chiddush, but I forgot now what. Still, Rambam says it's Alts Mishnah Vatals a Mitzvah. So, Eid Lecha im Eid Lecha Eidus, Reis Aleikim Mishnah Mishnah Shav. So, and I forgot now what exactly the Chiddush was. Another in the mission. Misha says, "Amal Eidim, Bo'u Veiduni." They say Shul Shal Yidcha. Mishnah says the case is talking about where the guy said the Baldin was Teveya Eidim to be made. Baldin was Teveya Eidim to be made. Not that they stam on their own. They made a shua not to give edus. The ma'is of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Edus, Rambam says, "Eid mitzuva lahayid bebezdin b'chol edus sheyedeya Bein be'edus she'chai b'chaveiroi, bein be'edus she'izkeyu ba, v'hu she'etve'enu l'hoyed b'dinei mamanis. Sh'nem v'hu eid ayro yoda imlo yagim rasa v'aynoi." Rambam says that the chiv of an eid to be made is dafka when the baldin is teveyin him to be made. Even though Even though Maisa they ask, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs says there's also a problem of Sam Adam Reacha. Not Yumeid, the problem of Sam Adam Reacha. So the Chayra, like Sam Adam Reacha. The Ram also says Yair Lassam Dan Recha. So Chayra, maybe it's Lassam Dan Recha. I'm saying that Yair Lassam Dan Recha, Meila, the Chayra should that should be. Lassam Dan Recha should be if he's not Teveyu. But Mavina should be the Ram says they only over if the guy is Teveyu. Right? So some want to say the Chayra, the Makkah for the Rambam is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Amar Leidin, Boy Veiduni, and they say, Shvosh Leidcha. Right? The Mishnah says, Tam, to Eidim say, Shvosh, that I'm not going to be made. We know Eidim's view, I'm not going to be made. Why is the Mishnah chap in the case? Why is that dumb to the Mishnah that the Eidim say, that the guy tells him, Bo Veiduni, and then the guy says, Shvosh, I'm not going to be made. Chayra, why is that? Why and that nishbat is a mitzvah. Elamai, the whole chiyut to meyid is only if the guy is tevei.
If they wouldn't be tevei, then would we believe in that they're just coming in and saying that I'm not going to say this?
We would believe them. I don't understand.
Because
of course, believing.
Rush, I'm saying they're just coming in. They're not being tevei.
They're not coming. They're making a shvua. They're making a shvua. Not they're not going to be made. What's the question of? We're talking about. I don't say
what. Without being
tevei,
we wouldn't.
What? Anyway, upon him, this might be right. Now, somebody have COVID? No COVID. Craig over here. In this part of Mishnah, so Craig wants to say. So the Mishnah says, no matter when the guy was Tevei then, right? Let's say the guy wasn't Tevei then. And the guy, if I care, the guy wasn't Tevei then, and the Eidim were Meyid. The Eidim were made Stam without him being Tevei. They made a Shvua, they're not going to be made for the guy. The male is Zakr Kveger. In that case, Ubichal als Koil. The Eidim said the Shvua, they're not going to be made for the guy. Yeah? So, it's not Nishbat Zemitzvah. Because there's no Chit to be made if he's not being Tevei. And then the guy is Tevea, right? So Chayr the Shul is Chal B'Kayl. Because even though now there's a Chiyah to be made, but since he made the Shul, he's not going to be made, period. So Meila, Migla is Chal, where he's not Tevea, it's also Chal, where he is Tevea. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, is it mitzvah yumis?
Yeah.
This is the Rambam Grotto. The Rambam in the Loch Ness, but Rambam didn't bring down that he was, that the guy was to weigh him first. Right, it's interesting. Ram doesn't say. The Rambam is mashma. The shvua was. Stam the guy made a shvua. According to Bekfeger, that shvua is chal. It's not a shvua shal. And it's even chal when the guy will be teveim, because it's chal b'kail. Again. Craig's bedag in the Mishnah, yeah, that based on the Rambam Lechaira and the Hilchos Eidos, that the chiyuv to be made is only when the guy is teveim. Okay, so far Mishnah says nishba not to be made is a shvua shav because nishba atas a mitzvah. The most we're talking about when the guy was teveim, and now being nishba not to be made. That's why the Mishnah is machdim that the guy was teveim. Only then is there a chiyuv, and now he's being nishba the vatas chiyuv. Let's say Louis Yitzur, the guy on his own said, I'm not going to be married for you. On his own. You know, he has aids for the guy, but he says he's not going to be married for the guy, even before the guy is Tavaya. So therefore, says Rav Kveger, it's Chal B'Kail. And since it's Chal L'Inyan, where the guy is not Tavaya, it's also Chal L'Inyan, where he is Tavaya. That's Kyle. Migo, it's Chal. Where he's not Tavayim, goes Chal. So even when he is Tavayim, eventually, the Shavuot is Chal. The Shavuot is Chal B'Kyle. So it's Nishan Vatas Mitzvah Kyle. So then it'll be Shabbat Taisa. Right? That's a Chesh Mekfeger. Now, Boaz is questioning whether maybe, is there Mitzvah Humus? Okay, so that would be take us back to what's it then by Nishba on the Mitzvah Yumis. There was the Kayim by Nishba Vato. There's no Chiv, so even Mitzvah Yumis could be something, but it's not considered Levato. What?
You're still talking about
Kyle. No, it's a male, it's Kyle. I'm just saying, but the fact is that it's Mitzvah Yumis, it's not called Levato, because you're not being Vato a Chiv. It's not, especially Rashi is the Yefsha, it's not a Yefsha, right? Special Rashi is the Yefshah. It's not a Yefshah, right? Nishba Vatal Mitzvah Yumis. It's not a Yefshah. Now, Mail. Okay, let's get sidetracked. So Mail. Oh, so that's your Kreger. But our problem, though, with Kreger, the Chayyur, the Rambam is Mashma not like that, because the Rambam, the in Hilchos Shavuos, Parakei, Halacha Tezvav, when the Rambam brings down our Mishnah. Ram doesn't say the guy was Tavaya. Ram says the guy makes a shvua, it's mashma, then he's not Tavaya. Because Ram is the one that says that that the mitzvah is only if the guy is Tavaya. Yet the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down our Mishnah, he glaringly omits that hakdam of the Mishnah. It's mashma, that the shvua, it's going to be considered as Shabbat Zemitz no matter what. But L'chayra, the Cheshmerk Feger, what? The Rambam Perakei Hilchos Shavuos Lachat Hezvav. Ketzad Mishvat Zemitzvah. V'chein, Nishbal Chavei Shloi Eid L'cha Eid Zuz Shani Yudeya. Shani Yudeya. Oy Shloi Eid L'cha Im Eid L'cha Eidus. Hareza Loikim Shem Shavuos Shav Vei Shum Mitzuv L'hayin. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I just chapped. I don't remember what the Tzitz Yonatan said. Because the end of the Rambam, says, "I'm a chaver shvur shloy edel chaedus. I read the shvur shav sheim biyada shloy eda b'chein kol tikaitzibay." Sorry for getting sidetracked. But the Rambam, the end of the Rambam, I think that's what Tzitz Yonatan wanted. The end of the Rambam says that if a guy says, "I won't know edus for you," not the Shavuot Shav, because it's not Biyadcha, to know it's not the way it is. That's what the Rambam said. That's why the Mishnah puts Eidos together with Yefsher and not with Mitzlavato, because Batsim Eidos says both. Okay, sorry. But anyway, back to this Rambam. Back to the, we're jumping back and forth, sorry. Back to this Rambam. Again, Rabbi say, here the Kasha. The Craig says that if a guy says Shavuot Shlo Eid, yes, Nam. So it's Chal B'Koyl. Even if the guy's going to be Teveya, the Shavuot is Chal, because it's Koyl of both when he's Teveya and when he's not Teveya. So it's both Chal, Levatlas Mitzvah, and not Levatlas Mitzvah. Yeah? That's what Craig says. And so my problem is, the Rambam seems to say, not like that. The Rambam seems to say, it's not a kashin Rambam. Why is the Rambam being down like dumb of the Mishnah? Seder. But well, why is it that he was Teveyim? The Rambam says, the guy makes a Shavuot that he's not going to be Meyid. The A's that I know, I'm not going to be Meyid. It's a Shavuot Shav. That's a Rambam example. It's one of the Rambam examples of Shavuot Shav, together with Sukkah and Lulav, etc. So my question is, so what's Pshat? What's Pshat the Rambam?
The Rambam
Kivega,
you would say it's a Shavuot Shav?
What?
Without the
curl,
it should be a
Shavuot Shav. Without the curl, it's still schwer why the Rambam doesn't set up that way. But then you could say that it's a Shavuot Shav because it's negay in the case. It's a pshat in the Rambam because it's negay in the case when the guy will be teveya. So that's why it's a Shavuot Shav. But again, it's still shver, right? Monoshav is shver in the Rambam. Why the Rambam doesn't quote the Mishnah, especially if this Mishnah right the Rambam himself. So like, why didn't he quote the Mishnah? But without Ruk Veger, it's not, the question is not as harsh. It's still shver, maskim. I didn't mean to say it's only shver Ruk Veger. But without Ruk Veger just brings him more to the front, that Greg's saying then the head of that case, even if the guy will be Tevei afterwards, the Shavuot is going to be Chal. Like this, he could have said, Ram brings in this case, that even though he doesn't say the guy was Tevei first, you can say because it's a Shavuot Shav when the guy will be Tevei. Ruk Veger is saying, it's Chal B'Koyl B'Chagav. That's why it's worse Lefir Ruk Veger. But you're right, the Kash is even our Ruk Veger, that's not him. If he wasn't the man, it's no mitzvah, so why is the Shavuot about to the mitzvah? Okay? Now, that's the din of the Mishnah. Nishba Levatlas HaMitzvah. Nishba Levatlas HaMitzvah is a Shavuot Shav. The Mishnah doesn't discuss Nishbal Kayim as a mitzvah. Mishnah doesn't discuss Nishbal Kayim as a mitzvah, if that's a Shavuot Shav. So but it's like this. So then we discussed Rishonim before, but Nishbal Kayim as a mitzvah. Is Nishbal Kayim, why doesn't it say, Nishbal Kayim as a mitzvah, by Nishba Shloyachal, Nishba Shloyachal, Shwush Laichi Kazu, Shwush Laichlana, you only chayiv one. Shwush. So by Shwush Laich, Shwush Laichlana, the Mishnah doesn't discuss Shwush Shav. Our Mishnah later, Shwush Laichal, Shavuos Shloich Lana, they would say in a Shavuos Shav. So Manish Mekayim is a mitzvah. So there, you know, obviously depending on the different shittas, whether it's chal or not. If it's chal in the mal, because obviously it's not Shavuos Shav. If it's chal zuzeh, it's also not Shavuos Shav. That's what the Rebbe Magash said. If you make a shvuah, l'kayim is a mitzvah, l'kayim is a shvuah, so it's chal zuzeh. If it's not Shavuos Shav. If it's not Shavuos Shav. Shaila, yeah. We saw the Dvar said, okay. No. Now, questions like this. By Nishbal Vatlas and Mitzvah, so what Rashi says it's Eifshar. Rashi says it's Eifshar. The Mashal is that the only Pshat? Or is it a different Pshat? In Shul Batlos HaMitzvah, why Shav? We had the Ramban once by Shvua Levatel B'Kailu. Shul Vatl Mitzvah B'Kailu, Yushalim Chavdal, Yushalmi, by Matzah, Shul Chal Vatl Mitzvah B'Kailu. The Maz Machal between Asay and Lois Asay, like many Rishayna. Shul Vatl Asay, it's Chal, because it didn't Mishav Al Taisa, but Shul Vatl Mitzvah Lois Asay, even B'Kailu, is not Chal. And the Ramban throws in, the Ramban says, and we discussed then whether it's chal and the vos, you can't do it because Sheval Tais, or Pshat is not chal at all. So the Ramban says, the Ramban says, Lashon over there, that's Yatzel Lashav. Shvua, Levat, the Mitzvah, Leisa, Bekailo, Mashal, Shvua, She, Eichel, Nevela, Zeshchutis, says the Ramban, since it didn't be Sheval Tais, and it's going to be also for you to eat the nevela, yeah. So it's yotzel l'shav, the man said. So what's the pshat? So we explained that, and the pshat is that since l'maisa, you can't act upon in the shvur. Theoretically, it could be chal because it's kail. Shami says that nishba batlan is chal b'kail, but since l'maisa, you can't act upon your shvua, therefore, it's shav, yotzel shav. Right. So I'm wondering if the Ramban has this Ramban may be saying different svara why nishbal vatel is shav, because since the nishbal vatel shvua is not chal. The shvua is not chal. Because you can't be Nishbal Vatl, like the Mishnah of Zion said. Right? Shvua is not Chal. Or Akhpanim, you can't act on it. Right? Even when it's Chal, when it's B'Kailu. So that's why it's Shav. Meaning because the Shvua doesn't accomplish anything. Rashi says it's Shav because inherently it's on something that's Eifshar. That's why it's Shav. Right? Everyone's screaming, what do you mean? It's Eifshar, yes, Bechira. Yeah? Can Zayin that the Ramban saying a different pshat? The Ramban saying that since l'maisa, the shvuah is not going to accomplish anything because l'maisa we're not going to tell you to be over your shvuah, so shvuah is not accomplishing anything. We're not going to tell you to mekayim your shvuah, so shvuah is not accomplishing anything. So that itself is why it's shav. Like me'ain, what we saw in the Rambam, just a dogma. We saw in the Rambam when you're trying to convince someone that table's a table, the Rambam said you're not accomplishing anything because you don't have to convince the guy. So the shvua is not doing anything. That's why it's shav, right? You know, shvua is true, but it's not doing anything. A shvua that doesn't accomplish anything is shav. So maybe the Ramban could be saying the same thing by nishbal vatlas a mitzvah. By nishbal vatlas a mitzvah, the shvua is not accomplishing anything. Since the ma'aseh is not going to tell you to be over to be over on the mitzvah, so it means the shvua the ma'aseh doesn't do anything. A shvua doesn't do anything in shav. So man, it could be if you're the Rabban, we have a different pshat. You know what I'm saying, like Rashi, because it's a yafshu.